Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Lines are lighting up. We'll take it in order. We're going to start with Mark from the SAC. My friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, that that somewhat of a disagreement. I mean, democracy, I mean, that as we know it today is different than it was that from antiquity, but I mean, there was experiments in democracy going on before, you know, Christianity reached Europe, that the Vikings apparently had their own, you know, little forms of democracy. And certainly the Greeks did, and the Romans did, before Christianity reached them, they had made contact with Judaism. But let's remember, you talk about, you know, forced conversion from Islam to Islam. Let's remember that as soon as Spain retook, you know, the Iberian Peninsula back from the Muslims, that they were forcing the Jews to convert to Christianity. I mean, at the point of death, I mean, they barbecued a lot of Jews, you know, who wouldn't convert. And they didn't even allow the Jews to maintain some of their dietetic customs, that, you know, forcing them to eat pork and all that. So we can't just say, well, you know, just Islam has done this. I mean, it's a recent convention that Christianity has accepted Judaism. I mean, that, you know, the Jews helped pay the ransom for King Richard when he was being held by, you know, what the French, I guess, one of the emperors there in Europe, that in Constantinople may not have fallen if there hadn't been the schism between Eastern and Western, you know, Christianity, that, you know, I must remember the Christians from going on a holy crusade, you know, it sacked Byzantium. That's going back, you know, so it's a convoluted history. I mean, we can't just say, you know, I get uncomfortable when we say, well, you know, that Judeo-Christianity is a supplement to democracy, but it is not, I don't know that it's the foundation of our democracy, and there we may disagree, and it's horrible what's going on right now. You know, Israel can't accept, you know, rockets dropping down on them, and the Palestinians shouldn't be shooting them off. But a good portion of the Palestinian population is Christian, and it's my understanding that they're treated as second-class citizens in Israel. And according to the Bible, which the Jews, you know that how the Jews have claimed, you know, that territory is that they're, well, you know, the God.
Yeah, Mark,
you know,
there's
so
some
God
good history. Let me throw in a few counter things. Palestinians and Arabs in general, Christian or not, in Israel live in freedom. They can, you know, they vote. If you were a Christian in other areas near there, ISIS would genocide you. So always picking out things that aren't perfect on our side while you have genocidal people on the other, I think we have to take that into account. Secondly, going back to Spain, the Iberian Peninsula, some or all of it was occupied by Muslims for 700 years. 700 years, starting in the 700s, and they weren't kicked out till the early 1500s. It was substantially done by the late 1400s. People were murdered. They had to convert. There's some great architecture down in Granada and that area in southern Spain. But so I do not think that Spanish knights who came out and kicked them out did the wrong thing. What? They took 700 years to do it. I would have done the same thing. The anti-Semitism that you mentioned was despicable, and that is true throughout Europe. Now, you don't have to go back to Spain 700 years ago. You can just go back to Europe during the Holocaust, and you just look anywhere in Europe. I understand this is the great sin of Christianity and of Europe back then, but there were good people. We did win the war, you know, and we won it because the United States got in and saved everybody's bacon. And there were partisans fighting the Nazis in France, fighting them in Italy, fighting them in the Czech Republic. So that is not an indictment on one religion. But I think we have to look at the present. You have a country, Israel, 6 million people roughly, about 1.3 billion Muslims around the world. Many fine people, but many not fine people. Everybody says, oh, Netanyahu, how about Chainsaw Charlie? the murder of Khashoggi, the crown prince in Saudi Arabia. If you go into Saudi Arabia, try to build a church or bring a Bible, they'll throw you in jail. Nobody, I mean, why is everybody trying to pick, it's sort of masochistic, on the lack of perfection, in some cases some very bad things on our side. And you have people on the other side who are essentially genocidal maniacs. Turkey killed 1.5 billion Christian Armenians. I don't want to revisit all of it. I'm just saying right now, let's live in peace. But Israel cannot tolerate over 1,000 rockets raining down on civilians in their cities. That's it, period. So the proposal is that there are two states, Palestine and Israel, and Israel agrees to that. And all it requires was that Palestine and the rest of them acknowledge Israel's right to exist. That's it. That's it. And when Yasser Arafat was the head, what happened was Yasser Arafat was in there. They offered him something like 98% of what he wanted. All he had to do was say Israel existed. And he said, well, we'll defer that to a later date. Well, baloney, baloney. Europe and the United States should not tolerate this. Europe and the United States should say, look, we're going to all act like human beings. We'll put pressure on our allies. However, you are not going to have Hezbollah come in from Lebanon. They're in sync. They're Shiites, and they're in sync with Iran. They're not doing it right now, but they have in the past. They killed 240 Marines our Marines in the early 1980s, blew up their barracks. Remember that? All right. And right now, dispute over 4 apartments, which are owned by people who are taking them back, and the courts have stopped it, does not warrant this. There are outside forces that are doing it. So I think we stand with Israel in defending itself against 1.5 billion people, 1.3 billion, but these are all good people too. And so what you say is, let's extend the Abraham Accords, frankly. Why is it just United Arab Emirates, Dubai, Morocco, Sudan, Bahrain? Why is it just that? Why isn't it Saudi Arabia? Saudi Arabia is letting Israeli airplanes go through its space to do business with the United Arab Emirates. Well, that's terrific. You know, how about Egypt? How about Egypt? How about Pakistan? How about all of those countries? How about Iran? Iran used to be our friend. Apparently it's a beautiful country. I've never been there. I've had friends who have been there back when it was open and free. What you have is an extreme sectarian rulership in a lot of these places, and that hurts their own population more than hurts anybody else. Nobody wants to live in something like that. And all this other stuff, you know, a lot of history out there, and you can say what you want about Europe. Where would you rather live? If you had to live anywhere, you would rather live in the poorest country in Europe than the richest country in a non-Judeo-Christian tradition. You'd rather live in Bulgaria than Saudi Arabia. It has nothing to do with money. It has to do with freedom. It has to do with freedom. So there you have it. Over 1,000 rockets raining down in Israel. That's got to stop. We stand with Israel. We're not going to put up with it. There should be no more rockets anywhere around there. And frankly, when we get back to the negotiating table, it's guys, look, we want you to join the Abraham Accords. We want you to recognize Israel's existence and trade with them. That's all we want. Just like Canada and the United States, like Mexico and the United States. We don't invade those countries, and they don't invade us militarily. All right, we're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.